Ari aus Norwegen mit Haya. Abgespielt auf Flux FM am Mittwochnachmittag. Und heute Abend spielt die Künstlerin aus Norwegen, die uns mit ihren ersten Singles bereits begeistert, im Fluxbau. Denn richtig, ihr habt es mitbekommen, es ist wieder Bergfest-Time. Ariadne Loinsworth, so heißt die Künstlerin mit bürgerlichem Namen. Sie ist jetzt bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen ein bisschen über die ersten Schritte mit Audiologic. Das ist eine Software, die schon vielen Musikern den Einstieg in die Produktion von Musik erleichterte. Wir sprechen über die Suche nach einem eigenen Sound, die in der Tat auch mal mit Google funktionieren kann. Wir reden über Samples, Oslo als Homebase, das Ignorieren anderer Künstler zum Schutz der eigenen Identität und vieles mehr. Zunächst aber heißt es nochmal Hello and welcome to Flux FM. Ari.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good, thank you. It's nice to have artists around. It's Wednesday again and we have this Bergfest thing going on down there in Fluxbau and you're going to be part of it. Riz Lewis just was here. He's a nice guy from
cool.
England.
Wow.
I think you two are going to get along real nice. You're both the same age. Both working on the debut album.
Oh.
Both of you moved from a smaller city in England or in Norway to the big city. So there's many similarities. I guess you will get along. So congratulations to the success of your first singles. It's interesting because you only started working on your own music like 2.5 years ago.
Yes.
And now it seems as if the whole world wants to listen to Ari's music. How surprising was that for you that it worked out that well? Because many bands, they spent decades on the small stage trying to make a move.
It's very surprising because I just decided one day to just, and I, it's not about like the huge goals or the big future kind of thing. It's just that I bought this music program called Logic.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, and I started working with it and I think it's fun and everything has just fallen into place.
Yeah.
So I don't really think about the future, think about where I'm going. It's just, everything is just working out.
And I think that this is something that one can hear in your music, you know? Because if you would have started the whole thing to get into the business and start a big career and make real ass money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One could feel that. And one does feel with your music that there's a certain need for you to put that stuff out. It's not like in it for the money.
Thank you. I'll take that as a huge compliment.
Yes, you can. You can. You just mentioned the fact that a friend introduced you to Audiologic and told you to buy it and download it. And then you made your first steps with that software, a software that I use as well. It's a brilliant software because it's innovative, right? You kind of like work yourself through it. And then after a few weeks, you know the basic things and how they're working.
Yeah.
But what I want to know is how important is it in 2017, you think, for an artist to be able to produce one own stuff?
I guess it depends on the artist. Mm-hmm. For me, it's really important to have complete control over the music as well as the vocals and the singing part.
Mm-hmm.
I love to sing and that's like my main instrument, but I would never become an artist without the production side of it.
Yeah.
I think it's the way you make sounds and the way you design like the sound image sort of is the most important thing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what kind of artist you are. If you buy your songs as a pop artist, I feel like you're more of a performer than a true artist, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hate to go on stage and sing somebody else's songs and pretend that I felt the same way as them when I
that's true.
Pretend to write stuff.
I was so in love with that person, but in the end it was somebody else's love that you're singing about.
Yes.
And that would be stupid.
Yeah.
That's true. And then one really wise person once said that it's cooler to fail with something that's your own than to fail with something that has been a compromise with somebody else, you know?
Absolutely. I mean,
that's stupid. That's just stupid.
And I've tried to go into like these song camps where they put all these different musicians and artists in the same room and try to produce something huge like hits and stuff. And I absolutely hate it.
Mm.
I just, when people come and, okay, you have to do this in the chorus, you have to do that in the, like everything is just, there's a recipe for everything.
Yeah.
And if people never like break the recipe, I think music would
be
so
true.
Boring.
But another wise person once said it, that you have to learn the rules before you break them.
Yeah,
and
I
think
agree.
That fits too, especially in music. It's good to know that a choir works in the chorus or that you have to pan stuff into stereo, wide stereo things for the chorus.
Yeah.
So it sounds bigger.
Yeah.
But as soon as you know that, you can leave that away.
And you
see that it's a move. It's an artistic decision.
Yeah.
Maybe. Now let's listen to another song of yours. It's called Childhood Dreams. And I love the minimalism in that song because nothing, harmonically, nothing happens during the track, but you do kind of like make a song out of the track with your vocals. And I do love that when a track becomes a song just because the melody of the singer makes it a song. And it, because you change the melody and the track goes on and on and on. I love that.
Thank you.
But before we explain too much, let's listen to the song. Here's Ari mit Childhood Dreams. Wir quatschen gleich noch ein bisschen weiter über die Herangehensweise der Künstlerin aus Norwegen. Und wir werden auch noch ein paar Details verraten zum Bergfest heute Abend. I love it, Ari. It's deep. It's a deep song. Oh. I mean, the whole topic and childhood dreams and looking back onto your own childhood and then the synthy sounds and everything fits. It's a beautiful song.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On that. You've worked with Kusha Rohn on that song, the Norwegian DJ and producer.
Yeah.
How did you get in touch with him? Why him?
He's on the same management as me.
Okay, cool.
2-3.
What an unromantic answer, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. but we really get along. And everybody in 2-3 is like a huge family. Mm-hmm. And they've been working, a lot of us has been working in the same workspace with a shared studio. Mm-hmm. So everybody is just meeting each other all day and hanging out a lot. And
nice.
Yeah.
Sounds like a family affair to me.
Yeah,
sounds good.
It's really nice.
Sounds good.
Some people call it a cult, but we're not.
I'll call it a family. You call it a cult. In an interview, you said that when you recorded those first songs, you were still looking for your own sound and trying to figure out how you get into a unique sound universe or sound philosophy.
Mm.
And I found it really funny that when one's looking for a sound, when one can use Google and look for Russian chants and then put them into your music.
Yes.
I mean, how did you come up with that idea to look for Russian chants? Because I know that your family has a connection to Trinidad.
Yeah.
And then would it make sense maybe to look into this direction, but you're looking for Russian witches?
I've done a lot of research into like Trinidad's history.
Mm.
And it turns out that there were a lot of Indians there before. Mm. And in the 18th century, all the slave trade, it made the Indians kill themselves stop reproducing. And then so it's not so much history there.
Okay.
I guess it's a carnival, but that comes from Rio or something. So so I don't know. I haven't figured out just what to pick up from over there, but I love the place.
Yeah.
But I guess me and Kucheron were just having fun when he was teaching me how to sample or his way of sampling.
Uh-huh.
And he just told me, oh, okay, let's Google some weird stuff. And then the first thing I'm really into like witches.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why, but I don't know if I believe in it, but I'm fascinated by like black magic and people who do believe in it and tells the stories of, especially a friend of mine who's been a lot in Africa, and he tells of insane stories about a wolf coming and but anyway, I'm really fascinated by it, so we Googled it and that's what
okay cool
long story.
I mean, and that's an interesting topic to think and sing about maybe as well, because there's something magical happening with music still, right? No one can explain why the major chord sounds happier than the minor chord.
Mm.
I mean, everybody feels it, but no one can explain it. Yeah. So there's so many magical things happening in music that it's kind of cool to think about magical topics to sing about or to incorporate into
absolutely
your music. I've just mentioned Trinidad because I have one song as a present for you on here because we have to finish our little talk right now.
Yeah.
That's by the Andrews sisters and it's called Rum and Coca-Cola.
Oh.
And I've read that you were dancing to that song when you were a little kid and your grandmother played it for
you. I was.
See?
It was my favorite song.
See?
It still is.
Cool. So I'm going to play your favorite song. Und Leute da draußen, verpasst heute nicht das Bergfest. Es wird wirklich super. Riz Lewis wird auftreten. Der Mann, der mittlerweile von London aus operiert. Ari wird ebenfalls ihre besten Songs auf der Bühne präsentieren. Und es gibt leckeres Essen, leckeres Trinken. 18 Uhr gehen die Türen auf. Der Eintritt ist frei, also kommt vorbei. Are you going to roadcheck some new material at tonight's show? Because
everything is new. The band is new.
Wow.
Everything is new. So we made it these two last weeks. And we worked so hard and I hope Everybody's coming.
Yes. Heute wird's voll. There's going to be a lot of people.
You think so?
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be filled. It's going to be crowded. It's going to be nice. Hier also die Andrew Sisters nochmal mit Rum and Coca-Cola. Das war das Lieblingslied früher von Ari, als ihre Großmutter ihr noch Musik vorspielte. This is my present for you. I'll see you later, Ari. Bye-bye.
Thank you for having me.